Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Yes, your number one stop for trailers, skid steer attachments, repair and service, and a whole lot more, all at Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, this week I spoke to Liz Tower with Compeer Financial, and we had a chance to talk about beginning farming, and she mentioned many helpful hints for beginning farmers. Liz Tower with Compeer joined CASM Radio on Noontime News on Thursday.
How many years have you been alone with Compeer Financial and been involved in a whole ag lending area?
It'll be 8 years this fall, so my entire career has been with Compeer.
Wow, and you start all the way back, your beginnings go back to Redwood Falls in that area, right?
Yep, Morgan, Minnesota. Grew up on a grain and swine farm. Still get back there to help in the fall, helped a lot in the hog barns, and still help a lot with our risk management decisions.
Where are things in that area? Are they wet? Or?
You know, it's in pockets. Some areas got rain and others are drier, and so just holding out at this point like everyone else, wondering what the crops are going to do here in July and August.
You know, Liz, today we're going to talk about beginning farmers. Some of the questions I get, you know, it seems like they have a Mount Everest in front of them. How do I get started, or what's available? And it seems like if you don't have that succession, or even if you do from a previous generation, it might be a little more difficult. Where do these folks, a lot of young men and women who want to get started, where do you recommend they start?
Well, first I would just say a phone call. It can be a very overwhelming process if you have not had to apply for a loan or you're just getting into ag and the management decisions. Give us a call. An application is very easy and we'll go through it. Whether you understand a balance sheet and your earnings, that to some people sounds very overwhelming. And that's okay. We are here to help you understand what your assets are, your liabilities, help you build projections and get started in that structure. And we have underwriting standards that align for a beginning farmer. Understanding you are new, you aren't going to have the equity and liquidity a full-time farmer who's been farming for many years is going to have. So the first step is really just making that phone call and that connection, and we will help you. We will get you set up with the right people to get those records going and moving in the right direction, but just pick up the phone.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up because you mentioned two words, equity and assets, and usually there's very minimal, so sometimes you might get deterred from the get-go.
Correct. And if we can't help you out 100%, we are a preferred lender with FSA on doing guaranteed loans. We work regularly with RFA. And so there's programs out there if your equity is sometimes even negative. If you came out of college and you have student loans, we see young farmers all the time who don't even have a positive equity position. So there is options for every size, scope, and financial position to start out with.
You know, I see a lot of high schoolers maybe go on to a college in some like a two-year program, like at Ridgewater, like farm management and such. That seems to help out a lot.
Correct. That does help out a lot. It helps give that financial base and that management and start understanding the different financials you need to have from a balance sheet to earnings and how that affects cost of production and understanding cost to risk management decisions. So those programs are great and a great foundation for someone starting out.
One of the questions I always get too, they always say, boy, you know, they try and predict the best time to start. And my response is to start. You know, they always try and predict something or say when the market goes here or that market goes there. It seems like nobody wins in that scenario.
Correct. I would agree, Joe. You have to start. And if you work currently with your family farm, maybe just work on becoming part of those management decisions or operating a couple of the acres yourself, whether it's 100 acres or 50 acres to start, maybe making your own decisions, but you just have to start. There's never going to be a perfect time because, like we saw, commodity prices were high. Well, now inputs are going up. So everything is very volatile, always in ag, and so you just have to start.
Do a lot of folks say, Liz, you know, I could work with A, B, C, D, and E, but, you know, I'm going to work with you in Compeer. What are some advantages you guys offer?
Yep. So we are solely an ag lender. We work with all types of size, scope, whether you're a part-time, full-time farmer, landlord, contract barn for swine or poultry, and we solely work in ag. So we have expertise in that industry. We offer long-term, fully fixed rates out to 30 years. We offer cash patronage. We have underwriting standards that are suitable for the different sizes and scopes of operations, and no one is too small for us to work with. And so some of those are the big reasons people want to work with us. And then from a beginning farmer standpoint, back to that, we are a preferred lender with FSA and RFA. We work regularly with beginning farmers, young farmers, and help them in their operations. We offer grants to beginning farmers, whether it's used for accounting software, farm business management programs to help with some of those added costs to get you on a financial record keeping system as well.
Sometimes when I'm a visual learner, look at it as the Compeer umbrella, and it seems like you have everything squeezed under there and it's not getting wet from the rain. It all kind of fits under one deal.
Yep. So we are a full ag lender from loans, leases, crop insurance. We have appraisal staff. We do title. And then we have close partners for family transition planning and life insurance. And so we do have a lot under that umbrella, but we can help in all aspects of the farm side. And then with that, we also are a big relationship lender. We don't want to just do your tractor and that relationship be over. We want to understand your goals, your future, your plans, where you want to take that operation, make sure we structure your loans accordingly to those plans, and that we're there for the long run, that we are there for generations to come in your operation.
I know I mentioned your name and Russ's name a lot, but you guys have a pretty big team behind you too. So you always have those resources to react from and get information and use some guidance too.
Correct. We have internal experts in specific industries such as dairy and swine, and have a full staff there. We have an underwriting department, and we have underwriters locally in our offices. So we have years of experience, years of knowledge, and if one of us doesn't know it, someone else internally does.
Liz Tower with Compeer Financial joining us. This is going to be a silly question, or you're going to say, Joe, you're right on the money, but a lot of folks say, well, now is it a good time to seek financing? Are rates good overall in general? Can you generalize that, or is each a situation kind of unique?
So from a rate standpoint, each situation is unique and depending upon the loan and the structure and terms. However, from right now, from a rate standpoint, rates are really great. They've been great since last year when we hit our low, and they have ticked up a little, but rates are very favorable for farmers. Long-term fixed rates are very favorable. And then we add in our cash dividends Compeer's been paying out, and you got some very low rates right now. So it's a great time, whether you're making purchases, refinances, it's a great time to get looking at loans.
When you talk financing, you mentioned cash dividends, you're pretty much alone in that category, I think, as Compeer, right?
Correct. So as a loan, as a client of ours, you are a stockholder, and so you do get cash dividends, and we give it back about 50% of our earnings. And so right now, for an example, if you had a 4% loan, with dividends, you're seeing almost a 3.25 to a 3% loan net back. So it's the dividends are great. We're performing well, and we are giving that back to our stockholders.
You know, Liz, you have a lot of information, a lot of details. If folks make that initial phone call, I'm sure you kind of set up a series of meetings. It's not a sit down, and we're going to have things all squared away by supper time, right?
Correct. It is. It's a couple steps to get there, get the application going, get information from you, understanding your operation, and it will take a couple visits to get everything we need to get a loan done.
Liz Tower, Russ Atkinson, you two primarily work in central Minnesota, right?
Correct. Me and Russ work in Stearns and Todd County primarily. We have 9 loan officers in our Waite Park office covering most of central Minnesota.
Liz, how has your job changed? You mentioned in your tenure with Compeer. How has it changed? Has it become a little more diversified in who you're working with and in the different aspects of agriculture?
Yes. So it's changed a lot from just electronic. We do a lot of more online things. You have a younger generation who can email everything, likes to do DocuSign, and we see the older generation start to transition out, and so now new, fresh, progressive ideas from younger farmers is coming in, and it's also hard to sometimes the older generation to let go. So it's the dynamics have changed a lot in the last 10 years, and they will be in the next 10 as we continue to see younger farmers take over, grow, more progressive ideas are coming out as well.
Liz Tower with Compeer Financial joining me Thursday during noontime news and talking about beginning farming and all of the financial aspects that go with starting to farm. And Liz and Russ available here in central Minnesota. Compeer Financial joining us here on Chasm Radio during your Saturday morning Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon right off I-94. Also tune in next week, our Countdown the Princess K, and a whole lot more coming up starting Monday here on Chasm Radio. Have a great weekend.